The next facet of the defective block crisis emerging in Donegal is the crisis within the community childcare facilities. Rafoe Community Playgroup has already been forced out of their building that it owns due to the fact that it was condemned, and they're now having to fundraise to find a permanent home. This is despite me standing here in this very spot back in May and raising this issue with your junior minister at that time through another topical issue. Letterkenny Community Playgroup is in a race against time to find a new home, and our Durack Community Playgroup has been given 6 to 8 months before their building is condemned as well. In fact, some of the industry have claimed that as much as 40% of all childcare facilities in Donegal may have to close in the coming years because of this issue. As you will know, there's a huge waiting list for us getting in place in Donegal childcare facilities as it is. So just as what does this mean if we're seeing places closing down because they're being condemned as a result of defective block? Currently, the childcare sector in Donegal does not have the capacity to meet the demand of all places, and all services in all areas have waiting lists, and this will worsen due to the closures due to defective concrete blocks. So approximately 45 children, Minister, attend the playgroup in Rafoe, 100 children attend the playgroup in Ardara, and 150 attend the playgroup in Letterkenny. Now, these organisations are all hit with the same thing. There is defective blocks in these premises, some already condemned, having to move out, others just the clock is ticking down on them. These organisations are not included in the government's flawed defective block redress scheme for houses, as their buildings are classed as commercial buildings, even though these are not for profit. And they're not alone. Many other community and charity organisations in Donegal are in the same position. Indeed, we understand that many other playgroups are in the same position, other creches, but they haven't made that position public yet. Minister, your government has not provided any really support or advice for community organisations affected by this crisis. You talk about vision and public service and all the rest. This is a not-for-profit sector here in Donegal that doesn't know where it's going to go. It is completely in limbo, and you've had time to try to get to grips with this situation. Government were warned years ago that these buildings had defective concrete blocks and would soon not be safe for the children to be in. The Letterkenny Community Playgroup did tests which found that they had a high percentage of deleterious material in their blocks back in 2019. That's 5 years ago. And your department was told at the time of this. They've been campaigning on this issue now for 5 years. This news shouldn't have come out of the blue when I raised it again back with the department in March. These childcare facilities have to resort to staging a protest on the day of the local elections, polling day, to get the government's attention. The Taoiseach, in an interview on a Donegal radio station just before the local election, promised that he would personally engage with you, Minister, and the Department of Children and the Department of Housing to see what solution could be found. Now, what's the result of those engagements? Because we've absolutely heard nothing. Has a solution been found? And if so, can these childcare facilities be told as soon as possible? It is currently yourself, Minister Gorman's department, that has to pick up all these pieces regarding this. Your department, Pubble, and the local childcare commitments. So can you outline exactly what measures have been taken to address this and what support are going to be provided to these community playgroups and other community groups who will likely be in the same position? This isn't a one-off. I raised Rafoe here how many months ago now? I told you it wasn't a one-off. I'm now telling you, Letterkenny, you knew that from 5 years ago. I'm now telling you, Ardara, and I guarantee you we will be in here, either myself or Deputy McLaughlin, telling you about other community playgroups in Donegal that has defective block. These buildings are crumbling and they've been condemned. This is a serious issue. They had to fundraise. They got money from Interreg. They got peace funding. And they got, in some cases, departmental funding to actually build these buildings. They have nowhere to go. They don't know what the future is. The staff don't know. The parents don't know. And you have no scheme. You have no answers for them. And that's not good enough. And you stand there and you talk about vision and public service childcare. This is a not-for-profit sector that is operating here. And they have no help. They've been abandoned by your department in relation to this. And it's not fair. It is not fair what is happening here. So I hope that you have answers for them tonight.
Thanks very much, Corla, and thanks to Deputy Doherty for raising this important issue. So my department works with Pubble and the local childcare committees to offer case management supports to any service that's in a difficulty. And through this process, services can access sustainability funding following an assessment of need. And one strand of this funding can support a service with the cost of relocation. And Pubble and Donegal County Childcare Committee are in communication with Ardra Community Childcare, regarding the issue of defective blocks and in relation to these supports. In the first instance, Donegal Childcare Committee will assist the service in trying to source a suitable alternative location. If a suitable alternative location is sourced, the department will engage with Pubble and the Childcare Committee regarding the service and assist in funding a relocation through that case management process. A new strand of emergency capital for the fit-out and renovation of premises or necessary maintenance is being developed by my department. The purpose of this funding will be to support completion of essential emergency capital works in community, early learning and care and school-age childcare settings that are core funding partner services. Eligible services will be those that are unable to afford the cost of remedial works necessary to ensure the service meets its regulatory requirements and remains financially viable in the long term. And the service will submit a rationale for the need, provide evidence of need and provide eligibility for the funding. It's anticipated that this capital funding will be used to provide support to eligible service providers that are unable to afford the cost of essential remedial works. This includes critical fire safety works and emergency capital projects, both internal and external. As we know, the safety of children and staff is paramount, and the department have been assured that a service will have inspections from engineers annually, and a service will not be able to operate if it's deemed to be unsafe. So the department will continue to engage with Pubble, local childcare committees and the services in order to support services who have been affected by MICA. I think this is a unique situation. Each service will need to be supported on an individual basis. So the department have recognised that there are needs to have a capital funding stream to deal with emergency situations like that, deal with the emergency situations you've outlined, Deputy, indeed deal with the situations that Deputy Barry has addressed in terms of North Cork. This is the strand of funding that we are devising to be ready to meet these particular needs. It's a new strand of funding, and that is a clear recognition of need in situations like this.
Your funding, capital funding, well, we haven't seen it, so we haven't seen the criteria, but you describe it as critical fire safety works and other emergency capital projects, both internal and external. Do you understand what's happening with these buildings? These buildings are going to be demolished in their entirety. Big JCBs are going to come in, they're going to tear them to the ground. The blocks are rotten. They're crumbling. This isn't, you know, fire doors or issues in terms of escapes, the type of scheme which is welcome that you've talked about. There is a separate funding stream that is required as a result of deleterious materials. It is as a result of light touch and no touch regulation overseen by successive governments. And that's the problem here. The core issue is being ignored by your department. And you're trying to tell them, we've had these conversations with the operators. You're telling them, oh, there's a scheme here that's the same scheme for a private operator that needs fire stops in their doors. That's just bonkers. So can I ask you very clearly, when will REFO have clarity that they can build the playgroup that they owned from top to bottom, or Letterkenny or Ardara? Because it's not good enough that they're left in limbo. I said that these people have had to fundraise, they've had to scrimp and scrape to build the premises in the first instance. One playgroup has been told that it's going to cost €1 million to rebuild their premises. Will your fund allow them to build their premises for €1 million? Will there be 100% grant aid available to those premises? Is that what you're talking about? Because if it's not, then that's just waffle to their ears. They need to know and they need certainty. It is not acceptable that they have been left in this situation. And there are concerns about staff facilities. You talked about relocation. And that's the second time now when I've raised this issue that you talked about relocation. What the community wants, what parents want, what the children want, is they want to be able to go to the facilities in their communities. It isn't their fault that the buildings are crumbling. It is actually the state's fault. It is the government's fault that allowed for those type of blocks to come onto the market, and that the money that they raised and got and fought for is now worthless.
Thank you.
So it is a very clear question, Minister. This has gone on for ages. Letterkenny told you 5 years ago that their building was falling. REFO are already out of it, and Ardara are going to have got a clock that is about 6 months, and there are many, many others. So can I ask you a simple question? I'm finishing this here. Will there be a funding scheme that will provide 100% to rebuild the entire premises when they are condemned and have to be knocked to the ground?
Minister, please.
Thanks very much, Lass Ceann Comhairle. Until this year, The sole capital funding coming from my department in terms of early year services was for the building of new services or extension to existing services. My department and I as Minister have recognised that there are a need in situations, not fire safety doors, but in situations when major work has to take place on a service, that we need a fund to support that in terms of community services. And the situations that you've outlined, where we're going to have to see a complete rebuild, situations that Deputy Barry has outlined in terms of very significant renovations to a service, fall within those categories. And that's why we're devising this new capital funding scheme. We're working on it. We will be in a position in the near future to be able to provide details to services like the ones you've outlined, Deputy. We're engaging with the Cork Child Care Committee as well in terms of services in North Cork. So this is a new stream, recognising the seriousness of these matters and putting in place financial supports enable to address that. Well, my understanding is in the case of North Cork, there is engagement between Pubble and the Child Care Committee in terms of a resolution. In terms of the services you've raised, Deputy, I'll inquire at my department in terms of what's the engagement with the Child Care Committee. But I think it is important to recognise that the need to have flexibility in the terms of the use of our capital funding has been recognised, and this is why a new sustainability capital fund has been introduced.